This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris,
look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our good friend Rufio sitting in today for Danny Meringue as he will be back tomorrow. The boys are back in town.
Tomorrow. It feels like he's been gone for forever.
Well, he was on last Monday and Tuesday when I was off. And then we had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. And so now he gets his Monday, Tuesday off, and he comes back tomorrow as we'll get into the big-time Oregon-Texas Tech game. Mm-hmm. I believe he's also getting the splints out of his nose today.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but it
sounds like something. Well, he had a deviated septum.
Yeah.
And he had surgery to fix it.
Well, he sent me a picture, and he looked fine.
He must have sent you the same one he sent me. I was like, you look good, dude.
Yeah. Just, you know. Just wondering what's going to happen when he comes back and his voice
sounds like this.
either that or like I said to you, Anthony Newman.
If he has deviated septum surgery and comes back sounding like Anthony Newman, I'm calling my physician right now. I would like to sound like Anthony Newman. His voice is so smooth, so great.
No, you got a great voice for radio.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend.
My face.
We'll have a free consultation on here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. Get those questions in, 503-864-6326. Kind of an open-ended kind of conversation I wanted to have with you today, or really I just wanted to have for a while. We talked a little bit yesterday on WebGem, some Pascal Siakam comments that I might play or not play. I'm not sure, but J.J. Redick had some comments about effort from players, and it just kind of gets me into this thing that everybody kind of feels like they already know about the NBA, but it feels like nobody wants to do anything about it. And I am not the biggest J.J. Redick guy in the world, but I know the guy who sits normally in your chair, Rufio, is in Danny Meringue. He loves J.J. Redick.
Sure does.
But I give kudos for J.J. for being a semi-recently retired player and being able to connect with players maybe a little better than I realize. And if this resonates, this is him on effort and choice of NBA players, specifically his players on the Lakers.
It's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
And I'll tell you what, dude, as a fan, as an observer, as a watcher, as somebody who has to watch this sport for my profession, bro, I'm with you. I don't want to watch 53 more games of this. It makes this. My wife was talking about it yesterday. We had her on yesterday for funsies.
Yeah.
And she was talking about it yesterday. She's like, why do I want to watch the NBA? These guys don't even want to play. Why would I want to watch?
I mean, it's like we already know they can put rules in for load management, they can put rules in for just making sure that the guys are on the floor. But you can't put rules in to give effort while you're on the floor. And it's almost like we're seeing not quite like quiet quitting, but players that
I mean, kind of though.
They're embracing just be they're just there so they don't get fined.
And there has to be a better way. Look, if guys are worried about workload, if you want to get into the 82 games a season is too much, we can have these conversations. But last time I checked, you know, I'm watching football on the TV right now. You sub a guy out, he's out. Last time I checked in the NBA, guys can come in and out, in and out, in and out. If you feel like your workload is too hard, maybe you need a different job. Or also, maybe there needs to be a different philosophy on how you approach the workload. You see what I mean? Like, if Kawhi is playing too much time, all right, and there's these load management rules, but he needs to play every game, there are ways to lower his minutes from 27 to 24. Look at Donovan Clingan last year. They were like, Donovan Clingan doesn't have the NBA legs. He can't do this the whole time. So they ran him at 24 minutes a game, but they did it kind of consistently. And this year, you're seeing that tick up a little more and a little more. And as guys get older, you're seeing LeBron's minutes decrease a little bit. Yeah. Steph Curry getting more breaks. I don't understand why this only works for rookies and old Hall of Fame superstars.
I think it's mostly because everybody, yes, we say that 26-ish is your peak of athleticism. Mm-hmm. However, it's the coordination. There's a general kind of blueprint to follow with rookies and olds. You know how to ramp them up. You know how to gracefully let them come back down. And that's kind of through front offices, coaches, players, it's kind of understood. And so you have the coordination there between the players, the coaches, the front offices of, hey, this, they're all in the same direction. They know that we're ramping, like with Clean, we're going to put you on a minutes restriction. Mm-hmm. We know that with Young Hansen, mm-hmm. right? We know that minute when he's actually in.
He's got a lot of growth to do. Yeah, yeah. It's not going to happen overnight.
And we, on the other side of that, like you mentioned, with LeBron, with Steph, you see those minutes coming down. In the middle, you have all these guys that are either in their prime or think they're in their prime, still fighting for more. And then you also have those coaches and front offices that value them differently. So I think that the big problem in the middle is finding that, you know, why is it hard to bring someone's minutes down, like a Kawhi? Why is it hard to bring his minutes down? Because you have a front office that's pushing a head coach to get your best player on the floor for as long as possible, because that's what matters now.
And I think too often GMs get swindled, honestly, into certain players. You know, like Melissa points this out on the YouTube chat, and they're completely right. Odds of Ayton being one of those guys has to be somewhere around minus 800. That wouldn't shock me in the slightest. You're talking about a number one overall draft pick. You're talking about a guy who wanted out of this town so bad that he got what he wanted and went to the Lakers. And I'm not shocked if he's one that doesn't give an S. I mean, Deal says the same thing on the text line. There's no incentive to give an S. And they're right, but there needs to be some kind of way, because you're losing us. You're losing us.
I don't remember who it was, but I did see a tweet while we've been doing the show that's from J.J. Redick, but mentioning that J.J. Redick said DeAndre Ayton has been fantastic this year.
Oh, well, good. But beside the point, though, the perception is like we can already see it. Like we can already easily like blame somebody, whether we're right or not, but we're the fans. And I know Draymond made some comments about playing on Christmas Day, and I am not a shut up and dribble guy. I fully understand that these are real human beings and they are jobs. And look, I love my job. And sometimes you wake up in the morning, you're like, God, I don't want to go to work today. Yeah. Like it's all part of it. So I understand that. But also, what do they say? That's why you get paid also. And if your contract lives up to that, dude, it's your workload. It's your workload.
But Ayton,
your money will go down if I'm not watching you.
We know from Ayton's history that we can, yes, absolutely. We can say, yep, somewhere around minus 800. That seems about right. But J.J. Redick's comment saying he's been fantastic, you also have to take into account that, let's see here, so Ayton has started in 26 games. He's averaging 14.8 and 8.8. Typical numbers for him.
Sure.
He has been producing at that level while playing the second fewest minutes of his career. He's playing about 26 minutes per game. So
that kind of sounds like that's working.
For him, it
is.
For
him.
And that also means that he knows that his production, the value in his production is when he is fresh and he is not on the floor for 32 minutes a game. This is one of the success stories from a place that we're not expecting it.
Right.
Whereas I think what JJ's talking about specifically isn't like Ayton. I think he's talking about vets.
You would think.
I think, and that's what makes it hard, because when the veterans in the room quiet quit, it sends a message to the rest of the locker room. And that if that intrinsic motivation isn't there for the vets, the guys that lead by example, that have been around the block, it doesn't matter if you're Dan Lanning, how do you motivate that?
Yeah, and if you watch the video when J.J. Redick says, everybody knows who it is.
Yeah.
Like, he's disgusted. Like, yeah. He's like, everybody knows, and nobody's doing anything about it. Who are the players that nobody wants to do anything about? Veterans.
I mean,
you know, you think Austin Reeves can tell LeBron to try harder? Like, I mean, I would be shocked if it's LeBron. There's no way it's LeBron. But let's pretend it is LeBron, and you've got Austin Reeves, this budding star. You can't tell me that Austin Reeves feels comfortable enough saying, yeah, LeBron, it's you, and we all know it's you.
Even if it was.
There's no way he could do it.
No one could.
Could J.J. Redick do it? No.
No. But we've also seen from LeBron, even when he wasn't old and at the tail end of his career, that no one could.
Right. When we come back, let's get into free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. Any advice you need for your life, your sports world, your wife, your husband, your partner, your kids, your dog, whatever you need, get those in. 503-864-6326 or over on the YouTube chats. We'll get to some more fun here on the Firm of Harrison Marang, Rufio Edition on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harrison Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Yeah, dang. All right, this is free consultation. Do it every single Tuesday, at 12:15. Got a little space for you if you want to jump in here. 503-864-6326. That's 864-6326. Or over on the YouTube chat. Some people kind of asked, this is a little adjacent, but some people kind of asked about some conversations as we were kind of talking NBA and leaning in towards the Blazers a little bit over the last couple seggies, asking about Drew Holiday, asking about Jeremy Grant. Look, nobody really knows anything. I asked Danny, you know, privately, off the air, off the record, and it seems like nobody kind of knows the timetable for Drew Holiday. Nobody kind of knows what's going on with Jeremy Grant. We know he's got some Achilles tenderness, some calf stuff. as does Drew with more his calf and JG's more his Achilles, but both can lead to the same catastrophe injury. So I have to imagine things are being taken really slow. Danny will be on the show tomorrow. We'll definitely have a Blazer conversation talking about these injuries, because it's almost getting to the point where you might not have enough guys suiting up on a night to a play. And that would be a disaster. But this is free consultation. Like we said, if you get a little extra, we might go a double seggy here. So anything you need, throw those in, 503-864-6326 or on the YouTube chat. Kind of off kilter, but maybe still beneficial for this segment here. Morbidly obese Matt from Illinois, as he calls himself, texts in and says, these Busch Light cans only hold 12 ounces at a time. They need to make bigger cans and bigger cases. Amigo, let me introduce to you the Tall Boy. They're 16 ounces.
But you don't get more volume.
They're 18 more racks. 18. You can get an 18 rack of 16-ounce cans.
So, morbidly obese Matt from Illinois, why?
Because Busch Latte is Pullman water. It's one of the greatest cheap beers ever made, dude.
Well, yeah, okay.
Me to defend Busch Light, did you?
You know, the only Busch Light that I drink is when they have like apple and peach and something like that. That's
not me. Theirs. Not me. I just want a fully leaded Busch Latte, dude.
Well, that's what you grew up on them.
In fact, I'm going to go home and drink some tonight just to spite you. Busch Light's
pictures
delicious.
Or it's not true.
Pictures or it's not true?
Pictures or it's not true.
Damn, I got to go to the store then. I got to go to the store.
No, I don't know. I think my biggest disappointment in beer buying history was when I figured out that the South, well, at least back in my college days, the South didn't sell 30 racks.
Oh, really?
The most you could get was 24 in a case.
Oh, interesting. Not even of like the dirty cheap stuff, yeah. Like an Ice House or Natty Ice.
Like Natty Light, Natty Ice, all of those like Keystone Lights. Like, and we went to, I went on vacation down to Myrtle Beach with a couple buddies, and we went in to buy beer, and it was like a Walmart. It was just like, you know, where can we get a bunch of cheap beer? Walmart. Okay, great. Go in.
No 30s.
No 30s. And we're like, do you have any 30? It's like, what? They didn't even know what we were talking about.
Wow. When I was in college, they had Welcome Back 30 packs of Busch Light for $10.99. You'd go into the Dismore's IGA grocery store in Pullman, and
Welcome
See kids with shopping carts, and there's like six of them in there.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, Welcome they only lasted back. Like 2 days, but
that's pretty long for yeah. a Welcome Back.
Yeah, Welcome Back 30 packs, $10.99.
Man,
it rhymes.
What I mean, that it sells itself. It doesn't have to rhyme.
Amigo, there are 16-ounce cans. You can get it. I don't know what Illinois looks like. Is this one of those places where you can't buy alcohol on Sunday?
It depends where you are. Yeah, because I've been to Illinois, and some counties are dry counties on, you know, like Sundays or after 9 o'clock, stuff like that.
I can't believe that I will never understand what that world is like. Because I refuse to be a part of it. I just refuse to be a part of it. I am not going to live anywhere that can tell me what I can or cannot do. Last time I checked, this is America.
So you'll never live on Salvi's Island?
No, 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 no.
Not your jam?
Not my jam. No. Nope, because, you know, I got to be able to get whatever I want when I want.
Now it sounds like you want to live in, like, Medford.
Although.
Or like, really downtown Portland.
Although I did vote no on privatizing liquor in the state of Washington. I lost, but I voted no. Fully transparent here. I voted no because I knew if you take that many jobs away from the state and that much income away from the state, they're going to find a way to get that income back. And that's why a bottle of Jack Daniels at Safeway costs $23.99 until you cross the checkout line, and then it's $31 after tax. Because the government, they're going to take their money.
I mean, that's an obvious one for free consultation. We know that. Death taxes.
Death taxes and Blazers in purgatory. So those are the concepts that we know these days?
Hey, we've stopped drafting small guards.
That is true. That is true.
At least maybe a hiatus.
That is true. Back to it. How tall is Scoot? Oh, dude, that's another guy who's dead.
Yes, if they're a guard... and they are signed by the Portland Trailblazers, they're dead.
I am being told in the YouTube chat that I'm not sure if this is correct or not. You'll have to check into this. That all-star votes count three times, count triple today. So get your Denny Avdia votes in.
What kind of promo is that?
I don't know, dude, but Denny, I think Denny's ranking third in all-star votes right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. Kid's great.
He is.
Make some free throws down the stretch, but the kid's great.
If we could, you know, get a number one on the roster, then he'd be even better.
Oh, but dude, Damian Lillard. I don't want to blow that up.
I'm going to let Danny handle that.
That was mean of me.
I'm going to let Danny handle that.
I like Damian. That was mean of me. Let's keep this train rolling. This is a free consultation. Maybe a little room for you. Slide in 503-864-6326 or on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051thefan. More consultation next. But first, the Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
All right, free consultation. Let's keep this bad boy rolling here on a Tuesday. We're happy to have you. My good buddy Rufio sitting in the Danny Morang chair.
What up?
As he's out one more day. He said he should be back tomorrow, so that's a good thing. We'll get everybody back in the house together. Rusty and I have been holding it down the last few days. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us on what we've been calling Dead Week here at The Fan. It's kind of fun, though, you know, Rufio. I used to, before I was very fortunate in the brand man, who I owe a lot to, giving me this opportunity on the show. This was my favorite time of the year because this is when I was doing Dirt and Sprague in the morning or sitting with Souk or Rop or something on primetime. And that was a lot of fun for me. So I try to.
It was your busiest time of year.
It was my busiest time of year. So I always try to look at this season as kind of remember how much it meant to you and try to spread that love wherever we can.
Well, I appreciate you spreading the love here.
Well, yeah.
Giving me a couple hours to be with you.
Yeah, why not, dude? As I always say, man, who cares? Nobody's listening anyway.
The literal dozens of people out there.
The millions and dozens. Free consultation here, 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. This is where we give you free unadulterated advice on anything going on in your life. This came in on the YouTube chat. I work in an office with an open floor plan. My coworker who sits right next to me has, no exaggeration, the most heinous breath I have ever encountered. It makes me nauseous. What do I do?
Oof.
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is the open floor plan. What if you just start working in a different spot every single day?
Do you think it's an open floor plan?
Now I follow. Like, you can see everybody.
Like, you can see everyone. It's not like cubicles, but you have your desk and, or you're sharing, like we are now. Like, you're over there, I'm here. Or is it like a, something like out in the bullpen where it's like small little cubicles and you're just close?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you it's that.
If you don't have the freedom to move around, you got to figure out something.
The only office job I ever worked was the short cubicles. So they were like dividers that divided kind of sections up of the office. Mm. But I could see over the wall
right. Sitting
in my chair. So I could talk to people throughout. And it was definitely kind of an open floor plan, which is awesome for like discourse. But my buddy who sat next to me, who I love to death and never had any problems with, he's a heavy smoker. and smokes like Winston's. So like he'd smoke, you know, 6 or 7 times a day, and he'd come in, dude, my place is just blown up. Smells like cigarettes. But see, I also miss smoking cigarettes, so it never bothered me.
What about?
But in this situation, that would bother me.
What about? So I, all right, 2 things come to mind for me. Maybe both at the same time. One, a little desk fan.
Ooh.
You know, right? Don't have to have it on you, but if it's just like on the corner blowing like an air wall between.
Ooh, not bad.
Right? Or you become a candy guy. You have a little bowl of candy on your desk.
Oh.
They all happen to be peppermint.
Oh, and you kind of sneak the breath mint over there.
Yeah.
In a fun
like,
way.
Yeah, and it's just like, hey, you want a mint? Like, hey, like everyone, you're asking it to everyone, but it's really, it's got its one purpose. And then eventually he becomes the, hey, you have a mint? You have any candy in that bowl? And it's like,
yeah,
it fixes.
Hell yeah, I do.
Those are the 2 things that come to mind.
You're like rummaging through your desk. Yes, I got a mint here. I know it's somewhere. Give me a mint.
It's here somewhere.
But some honest stuff, like as a longtime manager, honestly, you can go to HR. That's what they're there for. And HR knows how to navigate these situations well because they're not going to say, you know, Rufio told me your breath is heinous.
Well, I mean, what can you do? What can HR do?
They will have a conversation. Hygiene's usually in people's code of conducts.
What if it's...
Because they can't tell you, like, how to dress or think or believe or faith or anything like that. But if you are creating a disruption in the work environment based on hygiene or things you are saying, that is against code of conduct. All smart businesses have that written in.
Okay, what if he comes back and says, hey, I got halitosis. Medical condition.
Then that's your medical condition. Okay, then yeah, I don't know. Then that becomes tough. Then they can advise you to check out our employee insurance plan and consult a physician.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
See what I mean?
Okay. So, yeah. See, I've never had to navigate the HR stuff. I totally get what you're putting down. I'm sticking with my fan and mint solution.
I mean, that's the passive aggressive way.
It's my own self. This is my bubble. I'm not going to let the outside world affect my bubble, and that's one of my shields. That's my way, at least, of going about it. And and plus, I mean, I wouldn't mind having a bowl of candy on my desk anyway for me.
I know, I can't. Dude, I had that desk job for about a year, and I gained 30 pounds, and I can't get it off me. Well, mostly because I don't work out because I get tired, and I don't lift weights because they're heavy.
Well, and maybe the beer consumption?
Mm. That's actually getting tapered back. Yeah, I'm like a straight liquor man now.
Oh.
Not really.
Oh.
No, I've tapered back my drinking a whole ton. I know it's really fun to laugh and joke, but I've done pretty well with it. Oh,
good for you.
Yeah. 2026.
The first 3 days of 2026.
We're going to do this. I like that they followed up. Like, I'm kind of concerned. It's so bad that I honestly worry if it's a legitimate health problem. For her burying the lead here? Wow.
Give him a free teeth cleaning.
Burying the lead that it's a female. Wow.
Oh, it's a female.
Burying the lead there, dude. Didn't have that one on my bingo sheet.
No.
Very rarely do I meet do I meet women with bad breath.
Yeah, that changes the picture in my head.
That does too, totally. Well, God, now I'm definitely going to HR. I'm not handling this.
No.
I'm not handling this at all. I recently just won $500 on a scratch off. What should I spend it on?
Teeth cleaning.
This is kind of easy for me, honestly, and I know this may be a little too vague for you, honestly, whatever the hell you want, like go into it with the idea of you can't spend it on bills.
Yeah.
You can't spend it on something you need for the house. Can't put it in your gas tank.
Right.
Like, go do something for you.
It was something that you would
go out with the boys one night or the girls one night, take your partner out one night.
Like, I really wanted to get this, or I wanted to do this, and so it's money that you weren't expecting anyway, so just go nuts and do a want, not a need. I like that.
Rusty, I give you $500 right now. What are you doing?
Ooh.
Other than recouping that Switch 2 you just bought.
Yeah, right. It'll almost get there with the other game and stuff, too. Boy, $500 right now? You're catching me off guard here. I don't know. Probably go buy a couple more games for the Switch.
Yeah.
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 You know,
new putter acquired here on the YouTube chat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, I got a largely unused set of golf clubs sitting in the garage already anyway, so I have no need for a new club.
Funny enough, my father-in-law one time gave me a little small envelope of just a little bit of cash, nothing crazy. My mom does too, for Christmas, and I turned it around and bought a Nintendo Switch with it. Mm. We didn't need it. Nobody asked for it. I wanted it for myself.
There we go.
Could have very much used it for something more important, and I said, you know what? No. I'm going to use this because I want to, and it's my money.
Bleak on the YouTube chat saying, duh, go buy more Scratch. It's Scratch-offs and double your money.
That's called degenerate. Maybe that's what I would do with $500.
If you win, it's called an investment.
That is fair. No, little asterisk down at the bottom says this is for entertainment purposes only. You know what? Maybe if I got
asterisk master.
Yeah, nobody reads the fine print.
Maybe if I got $500, I would just load it in to a DraftKings account and see, and maybe that would be the reason why I would try gambling.
That would be
for
perfect
the first
for
time.
You playing because, with house money,
because I don't want to use my own real money.
And
because we were texting last night in that game, and I was like, Rufio, hammer that. They're only down by two scores. You put it in, it was $5 to win $45.
Yeah,
and then they blocked that kick, ran it back for a touchdown.
Doing pretty good.
Now it's a 7-point game, and I'm like, see, here we go. Here we go, dude.
Yeah.
Then it's a tie ball game. I'm like, this thing's going to overtime. Yeah. Here you go. And you lost.
I'm a little bit like Sook. Like when live stuff comes up.
You can't say no to it.
Yeah.
You can't say no.
Especially when you watch your game, you get a feel for it. It's like, I just, you know. But no, that seems perfect for you. To just, you know, you get $500, you're not expecting it. And it's, yeah, get yourself into. See, the problem is, after $500 worth of betting, will you be able to stop once that's gone?
I think it depends on how well I've done.
Well, I mean, if you've done well, and then you're never going to have to re-up.
Because I think I would always look at it as, what am I above 500? Mm. If, like, you gave me a year, all right? So give me, like, a calendar year.
Yeah.
So it encompasses March Madness or, and I know not everything can do the same depending on your state, but let's just, you know, hear me out on this. You can do March Madness. You'd have the World Cup this summer. You'd have a baseball season, an NFL season, an NBA season. You would have college football, all of your sports to touch in a calendar year.
You have college football.
If I do up in Washington, unless you're from the state of Washington. Then I would see how far I am above $500, and that would validate whether or not I should gamble. Because if I'm at $300, I'm pulling that $300 and I'm walking away.
See, for me, it's very much so. It is for entertainment purposes. And so I look at it as, I'm going to lose this money. Mm-hmm. I can, like, the game to me is, how long can I make this last? And if I can make $20 last a month, I've just gotten a month's worth of entertainment for $20.
All right. But I think you find gambling entertaining, and I don't know if I do.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? You got to use it as entertainment.
But I mean, it would be free $500 to find out if I can make gambling entertaining, because that's also my problem. I'm more than willing to admit, I'm not willing to try it. Like, my kids don't like mushrooms, but they won't eat mushrooms. See what I mean? Like,
but
you got to be able to try mushrooms.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to try them before you can make an opinion on it. Like, I hate pineapple, and I eat pineapple every 5 years just to make sure
just
I'm not
check.
An idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't like pineapple. It's just how it is.
Okay.
But I also don't like gambling, and I don't do it.
So you're in the anti. Well, you're in the pro. Don't knock it till you try it.
Correct.
Right?
So as a parent, I have to be.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as a parent, I have to be. Otherwise, my kids can be like, "I don't like math," and it's like, "Cool, me neither. Math sucks." And then they're terrible at math their whole life.
Well, that's different in just the sense of, like, we're talking about, like, a life skill versus.
Still need you to try though.
Well, I try gambling, and I don't do too well. I still do it.
That is free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15, a double one. When we come back, closing arguments to send you on your way on a Tuesday. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, closing arguments send you on your way. That'll do it for us here. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Coming up after us, bonus happy hour of the fan bonus hour with Luke Anderson from 1 to 3 today. And then, baby, you know what I'm going to say. It's prime time. 3 to 7, take you all the way home. Finishing up 13 hours, of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Give you some programming updates for the week, just so you guys are all on the same page. Danny will be back tomorrow on this program, so we'll be good to go. You get Rashad and Joe in the morning for one more shot tomorrow morning. I believe I am told Rop is back on Friday, so primetime will be back in the fold on Friday, but you do get Souk and Lowercase today. Tomorrow, Danny and I will be here from 10 to 1 like normal, and then you get a special kind of fan sports network version of Duck Insider, or a Ducks pregame, I should say, featuring Anthony Newman. Andrew Dirt Johnson makes his triumphant return to the airwaves, and Jason Sukanik. I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to hear 3 hours of Souk breaking down this football game. Should be a lot of fun.
That's cool that he's going to be on.
Yeah, it should be really cool. They're lucky that they don't have a show tomorrow.
Yeah,
there's no primetime tomorrow, because then that'll go right into the playoff game of, what is that, Miami, Ohio State? Is that what we get tomorrow? Yep. So very cool. I'm excited to catch Souk with Newman and Andy, because I always love what Andy and Q do. I think their pregame show is fantastic.
Yeah.
Throw a little Sukanik in that.
Doo-doo.
I'm efforting to get one Andrew Dirt Johnson to come on my program tomorrow.
That doo-doo also.
But he's got a lot to do, so I don't expect him to say yes. A little few things to clean up here from today. Let's see. It's a rough day in the Diggs household,
I would say.
Trayvon Diggs released from the Cowboys. That seemed like a long time coming, and he's been pretty upset with what's been going on over there. Stephon Diggs, that sounds like you're kind of a rough human being, buddy.
Not good, Bob.
Not good. Looks like Ryan Williams from Alabama, that stud wide receiver, he's going to come back.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have a great year, so.
Unless they beat Indiana, and he's a big cause of that, and then they play, like, the Ducks and go to a natty, then he gone.
I don't know. He had a pretty lackluster season after his freshman year.
That is true. But the talent, I feel like the talent's there, though.
I don't know. He kind of screams a little Marvin Harrison Jr. to me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they have restructured the rest of Anthony Rendon's deal to make him a free agent so he can sign with doing nothing that he enjoys more than playing baseball. Guys, I'm telling you, Deshaun Watson is a bad contract. It is a bad, bad contract. I don't know if it's worse than Anthony Rendon. I really don't. It's so bad.
They don't have to pay him that last $38 million, right?
But it's 25 of the last 38. And then you might get Deshaun back next year. By the way, closing argument. Does Deshaun ever play another football game for the Browns?
Oh, for the Browns? I think it depends on who they go out and draft.
I was going to say, how many more quarterbacks are they going to add to that room?
They're going
to
add another one, aren't they?
I would think so.
They have to.
Yeah.
Right? It ain't Shador. It ain't my boy Gabriel. I was kind of rooting for Gabriel. He's a small guy like me.
Yeah. Well,
although he's got 4 inches on me. At least you just looked at me weird, Rufio, and didn't just call it out like Danny.
Too close to the end of the show for me to grab that one.
Well, I had two goals, right? Don't get dumped and don't provide a drop, and you did it for me.
Yeah, just let me do the work, man. I'll ruin the reputations on my own. Look here, man. You don't tell me what to do. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we'll talk with Tyson Alger, as we always do, at 10:30. He'll be live from Florida as the Ducks get ready to take on Texas Tech. We'll definitely get into the college football playoff for Alabama, Indiana, Miami, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Georgia. We'll talk a little Blazers and their injuries. Tomorrow should be a fun show. Everybody's off on Thursday, on New Year's Day. So I think I've covered all of our programming stuff. Anything I miss, Rusty?
Not everybody is off on Thursday.
Yikes.
Yeah. Pre-game, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, man.
You have your Tito's in there?
I feel like Jesse Spano in Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Yeah, well.
Well.
It took me by surprise, I must say.
That you had to work at 6 a.m., it did not.
No.
It did not surprise me.
An Odyssey station.
Rufio, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for
man.
Having me. This was a blast.
Good, I'm
really
glad.
Appreciate it. Thank
I'm
you.
Glad.
Thank you to you. Thanks, Rust, and thanks, Dusty, for giving me a chance.
I'm sure there will be another opportunity in which we get to the holidays, and I got to think outside the box. I'm having a lot of fun with this, so we'll see how stuff goes.
Happy to fill in whenever.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, buddy. Thanks for being around.
Just trying to make you look good.
Let's see. What else can I wrap up for us today? Stalling time. There is the watch party for the Orange Bowl at Grand Central Bowl Arcade and Sports Bar. Check that out. Doors open at 8:30 with a 9 a.m. kick. I am told that I should show up to that just because there's an open tab. What do I always say? I can't drink that early
that,
in the morning.
And have you ever, so you've never been to it? I've seen it. I've seen it being set up and how they run it. Pretty cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's upstairs in like the kind of the arcade area, just a little bit further toward the other side of the bar. And it's
because I've been to Grand Central. Cool spot.
Yeah. And the upstairs has changed a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty cool setup up there.
I also love that little area of town. I like that inner southeast Portland. Just, don't leave any valuables in your car.
the Ducks postgame scoreboard show will also be live from Grand Central.
Great, thank you. The Dick Hanna Dealership
Joe
scoreboard.
Fisher and Jordan
and
Schultz.
And Jordan Schultzy. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. The band is back together tomorrow for Rufio. That's Rusty on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.